Well, hello, gentlemen. Solo Man here. I mean, you've noticed for quite some time that Femons are acting out all over the place. Laws don't seem to apply to them for some reason. Then you hear all these Femons, well, laws shouldn't apply to us. There shouldn't be so many laws. Maybe that's why when they go into court, then they swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And then they do nothing but lie. Funny, men have to live by the laws of society. So why should Femons not have to live by them too? And when Femons are caught breaking the society's laws, they're just let go. That's funny, because men aren't. They're either fined or jailed and charged. I mean, it must be nice going around thinking you can do anything you want. If a man, say a teacher, has a relationship with one of his Femon students, well, he's a perv. He's a pedo. But when a Femon teacher does it to one of the male students, she's a celebrity. And of course all women are saying they were held down by the patriarchy, which is basically males. But what I see is they were protected by males, pampered by males, spoilt. And obviously a great deal spoilt, because look at them today. They're no more than overgrown children. And I believe that most males, even the simps, know the double standards in society. Oh, and Femons know it too, but they're not going to talk about it. And when we see a Femon who actually gets equality, it's a damn good feeling, isn't it, guys? But it happens so damn rarely. I mean, why is it when a Femon works for a company, she's not expected to produce the same amount as a male? I mean, why is that? She's getting paid the same as a male. And when a Femon screws up, and let's face it, they screw up all the time. But we're supposed to not see that, look past that, as they blame everybody else but themselves, usually a male. And I've lived on this planet for a very long time, well, some time, and I've seen Femons everywhere, and the only thing I've seen them really good at is breeding. And that's because they really have nothing to do with it, nature actually is in control. Companies and institutions are listening to Femon's gobbledygook, which as far as I'm concerned, hasn't changed since I was a young man. And when these companies and institutions implement what the Femons are talking about, it's a disaster. But once again, because Femons are involved, we're not supposed to see it. We're supposed to look past that. Because we're not allowed to criticize a Femon. When a young Femon goes missing for probably 5 hours, the whole police force is out looking for them. Helicopters. Even call in the National Guard. When a young man goes missing. Oh, they'll get to it, but not right now. And where does society get most of its money? From men. And it always has. And it looks like it always will. Because the Femons are only play-acting, strong and independent. That's just the persona. They're producing no more than they ever have done. In fact, less. It's probably the worst time in the history of my life to be a white, straight male. Especially if you're quite masculine. Which I am, aren't I? So what do you think of those apples, guys? Let me know.